Thank you, Mr. President. The Philippines associates itself with the statement delivered on behalf of the core group and the NAM. The panel discussion has brought forward compelling testimonies and most eloquent and proficient insights from the panelists and an overwhelming number of group of states about the consequences of inadequate climate action to the full and effective protection and enjoyment of human rights of all, especially the most vulnerable. We echo calls for a more decisive global action to work towards environmental sustainability and climate resilience based on the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities. We must scale up our action and ambition in mitigation, adaptation, and climate finance, in particular, loss and damage facility, as well as capacity building and technology transfer to the developing world. Climate change affects populations worldwide in vastly disproportionate ways, driving communities and individuals to heightened levels of fragility and vulnerability. The opening remarks of the High Commissioner and Mr. Fry presented figures on the staggering scale of impact, including on food and water security, loss and damage to human and ecosystems, displacement, and humanitarian and conflict situations of the climate change. To echo the question of our youth panelists, we would like to ask how the Council can help promote synergies and coherence in the work of international bodies, including the UNFCCC, for promoting better and more decisive and urgent climate action. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.